What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at
today on Real Ghost Stories Online, while babysitting late at night, she noticed one of the children was awake. Until she realized he wasn't.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your Real Ghost Story now at 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It is, and yes, we would love to hear your real ghost stories. Send them to us at 855-853-4802 or at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can write in and you can share them, and we would love to hear them. Tony, Todd, Carol, that's all of us here with you on today's episode of the program. Hi, how is everybody?
I know sometimes, like, we'll have a cocktail or a beer during the broadcast. Today, I have a bowl of popcorn. So as you're reading stories or listening, I'm enjoying some popcorn.
I'm having water, Tony.
I am having a Diet Dr. Pepper laced with weed.
I was going to say, I'm not buying this, but it's just a Diet Dr. Pepper.
Well, it's legal here in our state, and so it's a little. I put a little syrup in there.
For you.
So it's a truly Dr. Pepper with more of the doctor in it than ever before.
Well, and I'm just on fluids per the doctor.
Hey, yes.
Yeah, I got COVID again.
Ladies and gentlemen, COVID Carol.
God damn.
COVID Carol. We should give you a jingle.
Yeah. COVID yeah. Carol. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jazz hands.
I keep getting it all the time.
I just came from the doctor. I did just my regular yearly exam, and there was the.
You got right to it this year. It's only the 7th, and you're already there.
I was supposed to be like in October, but it conflicted with a recording that we were doing. And so I had to move it. And I did like the, you know, your blood work and all that. So I went and did that, and I found it amusing. Speaking of liquids, there was a window where, you know, you open it, and I guess it's where you put the cups that have
sample.
The pee in it.
Yep.
Yeah. And the little hood that opens and closes the window, they had a picture of Lionel Richie on it. And it said, "Hello, is it pee you're looking for?"
Oh my God, where do you go to the doctor?
It's a little van that's down by the river, and it has like the hospital symbol on it, you know,
God.
And they accept good vibes instead of insurance.
Even better.
Carol, that's where you should go since
you're having
so many problems with that.
It's just a regular, my regular doctor.
Insurance.
Well, yeah, it's, yeah, but it was, and here's, you know, healthcare in 2026. I never had this before, right when I'm getting my blood. They're like, you can pay $100 right now, or do you want us to bill it? And like, they want you to pay like right at that exact instant moment.
Yeah.
I find that's, I don't know. Is that new?
While you were getting your blood drawn?
Like while I was in the chair.
Because mine happens like when you check in.
I get that. Like the copay. This was like, you know, where, you know, they got the needles like ready to go. And they're like, your credit card, please.
You got to swipe it before they'll actually put the needle in.
Yeah, it was weird. I was like, this is like some sort of new protocol or.
Wow.
I don't know. I've always hesitant on paying there because quite often it will get run through insurance. And then usually what they're saying it's going to cost isn't what it costs. And then if you catch it, you'll get your refund.
Right.
You know, good luck catching it. Because I went through that when I had Harper all those years ago, and they throw it to you at really weird moments too. It's like you're in there, you're about to have a procedure or something. Like, if you pay right now, we're gonna give you this sort of a discount. I'm not even kidding. This is how it works.
They do. Yeah.
They literally do, like having a child. There's like, and if you pay this up front right now, we're gonna cut the cost by this. So even if insurance comes back and says, you know, we owe you some money back, we'll give it to you back, but you'll still have saved some money if you pay right now. It's like, but wait, there's more. And then they bring out the fucking Ron Popeil, you know, pocket fisherman, and you're supposed to fish your child out, which is exactly what I did. That's how I got Harper. It was
That's how you did it.
Yep.
Ron Popeil.
It was weird.
You're laying there waiting for your colonoscopy. And they're bringing out a table with all the prizes you could win if you actually pay before they stick the thing up your butt.
I swear to God, we're almost there.
You could get a free koozie.
I mean, it's getting more and more like Idiocracy. And I think we're probably going to get to that point where there's going to be things like that going on. Where like, and if you do this right now, we're going to give you 25% off your next prescription eyewear at iMart Express.
Yeah.
You know, and a two-leg and thigh chicken dinner from Ma and Pa's Grocery Express.
Is your doctor pretty comfortable with being a doctor? And I ask that question because I have to go have my yearly thing too. Mm-hmm. And as you get older, there's more things they check for and they ask about. I don't think he's good with the human body. Because there's certain things as a man they're supposed to check with your yearly checkup.
Yeah.
And he'll just go, is everything, you know, okay down there? You know, and he'll like point and like do the wax on, wax off with his hand. But, you know, there's no actual checking anymore.
It's like, but you're like, it's like that's kind of your job to do it because I'm the amateur here. You're the doctor.
Yeah, I'm okay with you not doing it to a certain extent. But a doctor should not be afraid of the human body. Like this should not scare you.
Yeah, I agree. I might want to
look at getting a different primary care physician.
Maybe.
Actually, you might want to think about that.
I might have felt
up at your next one. And
I go with their expertise, and I'm assuming they're checking what they're supposed to be checking. I don't know. You know, I don't want to like raise my hand and go, can we check some other places today?
I wasn't checked enough.
I'm feeling frisky. You know, it's just like that's I don't know. I just go with whatever they say I should be, you know. doing, or they're you know, so I don't know. But that's an interesting observation.
Yeah, he's just very uncomfortable with it. Not good with, like, you know, just general conversation when he comes in the room or anything like that. It's just very awkward. The entire 15-minute thing is just very awkward. And I feel bad for him because he seems so uncomfortable with what he's doing. And it's just weird.
You know, this is the first time in my life I have a doctor that I'm actually becoming friends with. Like, we're talking about going and playing poker today. And we talked about true crime for about 45 minutes of the session.
Just make sure he's talking about cards, okay? Let's go play some poker.
Oh, shit. No,
exactly.
Now I get it.
To that get together.
But no, it's nice. And I like it. Cool. Cause you know, I figured this, in any profession, if you have somebody that you're friends with that is in it, and you need to use those services, you're going to get good care.
Yeah.
So if it's your health, I'd rather be friendly with my doctor than not. But I totally get, because most of the doctors I've ever had in my life have been exactly what you're talking about. Just kind of like awkward.
Have you been feeling okay? Is there any problems you want to tell me about? Especially down in this region?
No.
Did his voice change at that moment too? It's like,
is there anything you like to talk about?
You just did makes me want to go see somebody else.
He's like, do you have anything to tell me about down in this region?
Is that worse or anywhere down in this region? Either one would be very scary.
I don't know what that voice, if he says anything going on in this region. And he reaches in and he starts, wah, wah.
That next region.
Should have known.
Carol, if he goes wah, wah while he's checking, that's a totally different thing. And you got to make sure you got a doctor.
Region.
And not a clown, you know.
And then he goes over and turns on the Sade's greatest hits. You're like, the fuck is going on here?
I'm just going to turn down the lights a little bit. It's a little bright in here.
This is no ordinary love.
And more karaoke from Tony Bruschi.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there you go. Let's go to a phone call. The phone number is 855-853-4802. Hi.
This is Sammy from Kansas. Funny story, I actually called yesterday. I was in the middle of my story and something really creepy happened. That kind of shook me up. I'll tell that part of the story after I get through so it'll make sense. When I was about 12, my dad remarried, and she had two young boys as well, and then they had a child together, so my half-sister, and she was fairly young when this happened. They had just moved into a new house. It was kind of like eerie. I didn't like the feeling I got when I was there, but I also watched a lot of horror movies as a kid, and so it was kind of just like how I don't know, I just always over-speculated on everything, but the house was old, it was creepy, it was creaky, it was just kind of unsettling, basically, but nothing, you know, too wild. So the first night that they moved in, actually, I babysat the kids a lot, the two young boys and my little sister, who was probably like three at the time. So on the day they're moving, they went back to get one last load and left me there with the kids. We were in the front room watching TV and I heard a big crash. It sounded like metal on metal. I didn't know what it was. I was freaked out, obviously, but the kids were always scared of everything. So I couldn't really react in fear of them getting really upset. I just kind of acted like I didn't hear it. And then a few seconds later, it happened again. And I was too freaked out to even stay in the house. So I took the kids, we went out on the front lawn, like the front porch area, and we just kind of waited. It was maybe like another 45 minutes until they got home. So that was the first kind of unsettling experience, nothing too crazy, just a noise, you know, I thought maybe something fell or whatever. So after that, I remember looking around, I didn't see, there was nothing out of place, nothing had fallen. So I never had an explained for that. fast forward about 6 months, like I said, I live in Kansas. It's close to the about 2 hours from the Oklahoma border, where there's quite a few casinos. And my father and my stepmother would go there often, and I would stay home and watch the kids. But one night specifically, the night that I, the most, like, I don't know, just like the creepiest, scariest, most unexplainable night I've ever had. So I was in the boys' room. They shared a room, and it was me and my sister in that room. I don't remember the reasoning, but I know that the boys were in our, the parents' room, my dad's room. It was about 2:30 in the morning, and the dog there would always bark. I mean, constantly barking. That, I think that was what woke me up that night for a minute. You know, when you just wake up, I just feel like it was one of those, I woke up and I was just instantly awake, and there was something was just like bothering me. I don't know what it was. Like, the floors were creaking. I heard somebody walking. So I looked up, the closet light was on because I was too afraid to be completely in the dark, but I kept hearing the footsteps and I kept thinking, what is that? So I looked up and I seen my stepbrother. He, at this point, I think I just saw him pass. He went from the bathroom. He went from the bedroom to the bathroom, and it was just a straight shot. And then I watched him leave the bathroom and go back to his room. He, or go back to the, my parents' room. And he did that about 3 or 4 times before I was kind of getting freaked out. I'm not sure if he knew I was awake or whatever, but at some point, instead of passing my room to go to the bathroom, he stopped right in front of the doorway and was staring at me, and I couldn't see his face because of, you know, I just had that little bit of light from the closet. I could just see his hair. I could see the shadow of his body, you know, and the outline, and he was just staring, you know, just facing me. And I thought, he knows I'm awake. You know, I said, Elijah was his name. I said, Elijah, what are you doing? And he didn't answer me. And I thought, what in the world? And I yelled his name again. He didn't answer me again. So I think I screamed it. And, you know, I said, Elijah, what are you doing? And he turned around and walked away. After that, I yelled his name again. He wasn't in my sight anymore, but I thought, he's awake and he's, you know, he's acting weird. So I yelled his name like 3 or 4 times before he woke up, or Elijah walked in the room, and he said, what? You know, he was rubbing his eyes. He had just woken up. And I said, he said, what are you doing? And he said, what do you mean? I said, what are you doing out there? He said, I don't know what you're talking about. I just woke up. And I said, you know, I was like, what do you mean you just woke up? He said, I was just laying in bed. And I noticed, I looked at him, and he was in just his like, boxers, like underwear. And I thought the boy that was looking at me was fully dressed. He had I noticed like a hoodie or like some kind of jacket and like a heavy sweatpants. So I mean, the eeriest feeling got over me, like creeped over me. I had chills. And I just thought, what in the world was that? You know, I saw somebody walking back and forth and then stopped and just staring at me. When my parents first moved into that house, they had to fix it up a lot. And they always said from the beginning that they felt like there was a presence there, not malevolent, not evil, just, they always said they had a feeling it was a young child because it was playful. They would turn on lights and walk back into the room a minute later and the lights would be off. Doors would be open and then they would be shut. And it just seemed very playful and very, you know, just kind of it obviously felt creepy. But so anyways, I haven't told that story in years. I think I told my dad the next day, and I think that was the only time I ever repeated it. What reminded me of it was a few days ago, I had just gotten home, and I actually just recently moved into my mom's house, back into my mom's house. I'm getting surgery soon, and I need to be able to pay for it. So I moved back into my parents' house, and my mom, not my dad. So I was going through some stuff. I had just moved in. I was unpacking, and I found a pillow, and I hadn't seen a pillow in years. And I remembered that I put it away. I hid it away because it was a pillow that I took with me, like, everywhere. It was kind of my, like, protecting, you know, like that soothing thing for me. And I had it with me that night. And after that night, I remember putting it away, and I just didn't, I'd never touched it. But when I was at my mom's unpacking back boxes, they were from like when I was really young, and I seen that pillow, and that's immediately what I thought of. It was actually in the shed, and I brought it inside, and it just, you know, that was the story I thought of. So I called to tell you, this is the second part of this, you know, what I did when I called. So I was calling, and I was in the middle of my story, and I had the pillow with me, and it was like next to me when I was thinking about it. I got up and I'm like walking around telling the story. You know, I was standing up and I'm telling you guys the story, and I turn around and the pillow isn't there anymore. And I was like, what in the world? And I look over and it's sitting on the chair, like completely on the opposite side of the room. It was on top of it. Like, it's something I wouldn't put it there where it was. And I just thought, what in the world? And it immediately got a chilled feeling over me. I freaked out. I was like, what was that? And I hung up the phone immediately. I was telling the story and I thought, oh my gosh, all these emotions are coming back and all, you know, that feeling. And then I knew I didn't put that pillow there. And I just immediately was like freaked out. I hung up the phone and I just like lay there chilled for like an hour. Yeah. Anyways, have a good night, guys. Bye.
That would have freaked me out.
Ooh, yeah.
Like she hasn't shared that story in forever. And then she finds that pillow. She's sharing the story and then the pillow just moves on its own.
Have you ever had that happen where something you thought about or were talking about all of a sudden mm-hmm. comes back to your reality again? You know what I'm trying to say? Like, have you ever had something like that happen? Or like a person, you're telling a story about somebody that you haven't seen for a long time. Then all of a sudden, like the next day or a couple of days, you run into them or there's a story about how somebody died or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, how did that happen? I haven't thought about that in years. And all of a sudden I'm talking about it. I'm thinking about it. And then this happens regarding it.
Yeah. I have it with objects a lot where it, like I'll be thinking of something or it, like some story will come up and it'll be like, oh yeah, whatever, you know, something, whatever the object is. And it's like things that are not like just like commonly around the house. Like it's, you know, some sort of keepsake or whatever, just some old thing in a box. And then I'll like come across it like the next day, like just kind of randomly. And it's not that I was looking for it. It's just like, gosh, how weird. I was just talking about this very thing. And then here it is. I get that a lot.
I had it happen. I was listening to some music one day and I started getting into Christine McVie from Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
And I'm listening to it and I'm thinking, God, she's so good. And I love her music. I love her writing. Her voice is great. Next day or 2 days later, gone. She's gone.
Yeah.
And who's the little short guy that was on Will and Grace, and he's done some other stuff. Really funny.
Oh, I know. He
played Leslie Jordan on Will and Grace. Or no, his name is Leslie Jordan.
He was
Jordan,
Leslie
right?
Jordan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing. One day I'm scrolling and I'm just laughing my butt off at his stuff on Instagram. And like the next day, gone. Yeah. So now I feel like if I deep dive into something, something nasty is going to happen. So I don't listen to Phil Collins too much. You know, I got very careful about that.
Don't kill Phil yet. I know.
I mean, he's not doing well. So, but I don't want to help
Phil Collins.
Yeah.
I actually had it the other day. Adam the Woo.
Oh, that's right. You were telling me about that.
Yeah. I've always liked his stuff, and he was on this show, way back, like at least 10 years ago, kind of close to when he was starting out. I did an interview with him about, what he was doing. So he went to so many really cool abandoned places and just, his storytelling was so unique. And I hadn't talked to him in a decade, but I always, followed his stuff on and off. And it was just the day before he had died that I was like, I wonder what he's up to lately. And I watched a couple of his current videos or his last videos, really. And then all of a sudden, like that next day, I was like, dead. Like, what? Yeah. So there I had a dead one.
See?
Well, could you maybe do a deep dive on someone who's not really a good person?
I mean, I've got some people
I do
bring
that
to
all
mind,
the time and they just live longer.
I'm like, there's a few people I could give you suggestions. Could you do a deep dive on this person, please?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. That's it is weird. I mean, I don't know. Is it just how our brains work? We look at so many different things at so many different times. The odds of there being some sort of spectacle or tragedy involving one of those things are just purely there because we process so many things.
I guess it's possible, but you've got to be a firm believer in a lot of coincidence, I think, in that situation, especially if, like in your situation and mine, mm-hmm. where you haven't deep dived into it for, forever. Mm-hmm. And then you do, and the next day or 2 days later, boom,
And what, you know, do you think are other people simultaneously having that experience too? I wonder, you know, like, were there a lot of people, just take, for example, Adam, the Woo, you know, I wonder how many people, if there's, would be any way to look at that, had a weird, there actually would be a way to look at that numbers.
Yeah.
If there was a spike in viewership right before he died, I'd be interested to see that.
Yeah.
So we don't want a huge spike in listenership to this podcast on any given day. Cause one of the,
somebody's
the
gonna
group
fucking
of guests,
die.
Somebody's gone.
Yeah.
Dang, and I'm the one that has COVID. I'm most likely to go. I'm the oldest and the one who has COVID.
That's what you know what? December was actually one of our most, I think it was our most listened to month in the history of our program.
Wow. Of this show?
Yeah, of this show.
Oh, what about that?
Yes. And the Grave Talks is also continually, yeah, the highest numbers ever. So congratulations to you over there, Carol, on the Grave Talks.
Yeah.
Yum.
COVID Carol over there.
COVID Carol, everybody.
Oh.
Soon only through AI.
I'm telling you, I had the long COVID too. I have basically had COVID since August. And
yeah.
Like
yeah.
Then I'm like, shit, that ain't fair.
You and your inauthentic COVID content.
No better time to get it than when you're on catastrophic healthcare coverage.
No kidding. God. Yeah.
Oh, well.
No better time. Oh, God. Let's get another phone call. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's hear it.
Okay. My story comes from a place in Arizona. I was living in a house that it started at, and one night, I'm not sure where my kids were, but I had just gotten off of work. Now I work just adjacent across the street, so it literally took me 2 minutes to walk home. So anyways, I come to the house and nobody's there. It's like, I don't know if they had just been gone somewhere or what have you, but so I walk in the door. And I'm walking by the stereo, and the stereo turns on full blast, like out of nowhere, just bang. And so that was the beginning. And then there was, when we moved into the house, which was just behind the house, which was owned by the same landlord. So when I lived in that house, my computer, the door on the computer would open and close, and then open and close, you know, where you put your CD, and then it would just close on its own. The CD player, you know, for the movies, we had to unplug at night because in the middle of the night, it would just turn on and it would make this noise. Excuse me. And
COVID.
One night, I woke up to the TV being turned on, and it was on full blast in the living room, and nobody was in there. When we first moved in there, me and my son, he's probably about 6 or 7 years old. We were sitting in the living room and the kitchen is right behind us. And we heard what sounded like the cabinet slam shut. So we both looked at each other, walked in there and found nothing. One day, my daughter was in her bedroom. She's about 16 at the time. And I was outside working on a project and the door was open. And I heard literally a stack of dishes fall over. So I got up, walked to the kitchen, and looked around, and there was nothing. And then I called to my daughter. I said, you know, Chantel, did you hear that?
I go, did you hear anything? She goes, yes. I go, what did you hear? She goes, it sounded like a stack of dishes falling over. And sure enough, so she heard exactly what I heard. One night, this is now in a different house. I don't know if the entity was following me or whatever, but one night I saw this, what it looked like was an apparition on the wall, and it was dark, but it all of the outline of it was glistening like diamonds, and it was on the wall. And I remember rebuking it and in the name of Jesus. And then all of a sudden my daughter walks in the door and she grabs the keyboard from the computer, but she doesn't see, it's dark. So, but as she came in, this apparition just slowly went to the door and then disappeared. So the next day I asked her, I said, did you see me? She goes, what? I said, you came in and got something, didn't you? She goes, yeah, the keyboard. And I said, there was something on the wall, and I was rebuking it. And she said, don't start. I don't want to hear it, because you're saying it's me, has something attached to her. But I don't believe so. But I'm pretty sure there's more to that story. But I just can't remember every single thing that happened in that house. But that's my ghost story.
I rebuke you in the name of. Yeah.
You know, so as somebody who grew up in a haunted house, and I hated living in the haunted house because it's like, I didn't want to live there. I wanted to live in the house that everybody else lived in, because they all had these great houses and mine's like not. And I could so see me. Now, I never walked in on my mom rebuking anything, which the idea of that kind of makes me laugh.
Do you think you just missed it, though?
But no, I would have ignored it. It'd have been like, oh, God, mom is rebuking something again. So no. I could see her daughter walking in and seeing mom rebuking something and totally knowing it, but totally not acknowledging it. Because it's like, she is rebuking something. I hate looking here so much.
I hate when mom rebukes shit.
Mom's always
just
rebuking.
Get a regular house. My
Nobody
God.
Uses the word rebuke anymore. I think we need to like just bring it up in like regular culture, you know.
I rebuke Not, you.
It's like it just seems to be used for demons. It's like should be used for like, you know, like you're going to the mall and somebody comes up to you, free sample, I rebuke you.
I think you've got to put the hand up and out, kind of like you're forcing the power through
Stop
them.
Stop in the name. I rebuke
God.
You. Yeah. Yep. I think like that would be good.
Because I have the Mormons and Jehovah Witnesses. They like to get
I rebuke that shit.
As soon as I open the door, I'm just going to rebuke him. Like, what you want? I rebuke you.
Yeah, I would do that.
Do I need to drop it? Do you, can you just rebuke or do you have to in the name of Tony?
Do you have to have a name?
But would it throw him if I say I rebuke you in the name of Tony?
I'm an anonymous deity that formerly known as Prince.
Who the hell is Tony?
I used to love it on Saturdays.
No, you don't know.
When the Jehovah Witnesses would come to my house.
Yeah.
And I would let them in and I would listen to their whole spiel and they'd give me little pamphlets and all that kind of stuff. And I remember the one time they came in and they were leaving. I said, have a happy Easter, because it was Easter weekend or something like that. And then I read up that they don't believe in that. And so I was and I was wondering why they were giving me a weird look as they were walking down the driveway.
That's funny.
I'm standing out the side door of my house, just waving to them as they walk down the driveway.
They don't like to have any fun. They don't celebrate anything.
So do they invite you over to like to go to the Kingdom Hall, you know, after they give you their spiel, or like is there an admissions process, or like what do they lead you?
I think if you showed up at Kingdom Hall, that would be Like, yes, we got one.
Yeah. Well, they would come back every Saturday. They made an appointment. We'll come back on Saturday and share now, some more stuff with you.
Once you let them in, it starts being repetitive.
Yeah, I enjoyed it a little bit. I was having a little bit of fun with it. But
you just fucked with the Jehovah's Witness. I did. For the shits and giggles.
Happy Easter.
What's really funny is when you said Happy Easter, I thought you knew. And you were being funny.
I didn't know. I was being very kind. I thought I was being, you know, generous to them.
With your new Jehovah's Witness friends.
Start like learning like some like mind control techniques and make it a game of you're going to try and convert them.
Oh, God. I used to like say, so if I, you know, get into this, do I have to dress like you? Like, do I have to wear the shirt and the tie all the time? Because I'm really a t-shirt and jeans kind of guy. You know, I would do stuff like that. Yeah. I don't know if I can do that. I don't like ties very much.
Basing it on dress.
And they get out another pamphlet. Well, here, this says this, you know.
Here, we just hid this one in the toilet roll over at Shopko. You might enjoy this one. Do you ever get those? Remember that sort of stuff where you're in a restroom and then like the little Jehovah's Witness pamphlet falls down? Anybody ever have that happen?
Like you're taking
yes. Like, recently I was somewhere and that happened.
Yeah. It's like, it's a strategy. Some of them have. Like, I don't know if like they're thinking like Surprise. This is going to fall in someone's hand, like at the exact moment they need this message.
Maybe it does, right? Maybe
exactly. Does. You're like sitting like, oh my God, Jesus Christ. And all of a sudden, boom. Oh my God, it's a sign, you know?
Exactly.
Then you go to the Kingdom Hall and join a cult, you know? That's, all right, that's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Please do share your real ghost story. 855-853-4802 is that phone number, or you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Get access to the bonus episode. Support the program. Check it out on Patreon. Just search Real Ghost Stories Online and Apple Podcasts as well on our premium channel there. Until next time, for Todd and Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
What if you could get more from what you already do? As a Shell Fuel Rewards member, that's just a regular weekday afternoon. You get more rewards, more savings, and more special offers. Earn rewards when shopping, dining out, and fueling up. And all of that becomes fuel savings when you're at the pump. Use the Shell app and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is less than 5 miles away.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hear that? That's the sound of your skin silently crying out for hydration. Luckily, Dr. Teals has just the thing to get you glowing in no time. Meet Dr. Teals Skin Renewal Deep Hydration, made with a proprietary triple magnesium complex plus skincare actives for 50% improved skin hydration after just one bath. The words dry and dehydrated are about to be wiped from your vocabulary. Find Dr. Teals, all dressed in blue, in your local bath aisle. Dr. Teals. Yep, you needed that.